Wednesday, April the 26th, 2006. Tips from the Top Floor, show number 116.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, I'll answer a listener question about DSLR and film camera lenses. And it's sound seeing time again. You can come along on an actual photo shoot with a band, three locations, and lots to learn.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, the podcast about all things digital photography. My name is Chris Marquardt, and I'm podcasting from my top floor studio in Tübingen, southern Germany.
Hey, Chris, it's Dennis from Dallas, Texas. Really, really, really do love the show. It's a lot of information that's helpful to all of us digital camera users. One subject you haven't touched on that I don't think I've heard is how the relationship on a DSLR is with the lenses to a regular lens from a film camera. I'm not really sure exactly how that translates to pixel ratios, and if you understand it, maybe you could give us some help in understanding it as well. I've got a Canon original Rebel and a number of lenses from an older system, so I'd like to use them all. I have been using them all, but don't understand how they relate to each other as far as digital goes. Thanks, and keep on great information with the show. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, thanks for the question, Dennis. With regards to your Canon DSLR, you should be fine to use your old film lenses on a Canon DSLR as long as they have what's called an EF mount. And that's basically the mount that is used by all EOS models. The difference that you'll immediately spot is that the focal length of those lenses is longer on the digital camera. And that's because the sensor of the camera is smaller than actual 35mm film. The conversion factor for Canon is 1.6, so a 100mm film lens will behave like a 160mm lens on the digital camera. And that's great for the telephoto range, but it's a bit of a problem if you want to go wide angle, as you'll now need a 15mm lens to, let's say, get an effective 24mm of focal length. In order to counter that, Canon has come up with their EFS range of lenses, which is specifically built for their digital SLRs. The downside is that those EFS lenses will not work on a full-frame sensor camera, such as their 5D. So if you're planning to upgrade to that full-frame range sooner or later, you might want to stick with the EF lenses. Your other option for an upgrade path is to sell the camera together with the EFS lenses once you go full-frame. What I just said about the Canon range of cameras is, of course, also true for some of the other brands out there. Some of their lenses are digital only, which means that they can't be used on any of their film cameras. And the reason for that is almost always the different sensor sizes and production costs. If you want to find out a bit more about this topic, make sure to check back to Tips from the Top Floor, episode number 78, where I already covered this. I'll have a link to that older show in the show notes, and if you, by the way, click on the list of shows link on top of the Tips from the Top Floor homepage, you have access to all the previous shows right back to episode number 1. Lots of information there, and most of it is fairly timeless, so you can actually use this show as a knowledge library around digital photography. Now here's an announcement and a request to all of you. Starting on May the 15th, I will be gone to attend an important seminar for 3 weeks. And I was thinking about what I would do with the show during that time. I can't really starve you guys, and pre-producing 3 shows or 4 or 5 or whatever is quite a big task. So when I recently listened to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, what he did for a vacation that he took is that he had listeners come up with best of shows that he played during his absence. So I thought, why not try that on Tips from the Top Floor? And I know that there are quite a few podcasters among the listeners and others too that have the audio editing skills. So, well, if you want to produce a best of the Top Floor show that will then be played here during those 3 weeks, shoot me an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com for details. But now let's move on to today's topic. Yesterday I spent an afternoon doing a photo shoot with Motivation, a local band from Tübingen, and of course I recorded a sound scene during the photo shoot. Enjoy! Hello, and it's sound scene time again. I'm in the Top Floor Productions headquarters here in Tübingen, and I'm here with...
Me!
who's me?
Tobias Karrer.
Okay, Toby. Toby is one of the band members of Motivation. I'm getting this wrong all the time. Motivation, and we're just preparing for the first part of the shot of the shoot, which is going to happen inside. So I've basically packed up all the studio flashes. We'll take the softbox with us, the reflectors, some stands, and oh, of course, the camera. Okay, I think let's get ready and rolling. Okay, we are in the middle of the photo shoot now, the first part of the photo shoot in the Tübingen Club Dada. And I'm here with
Toby
and
Momo. Boogie Brown.
Boogie Brown, hey.
Well,
Benny, Boogie Brown. Yeah, we have the studio flashes set up, and we are right in the middle of the first part. That's the interior shoot, and I hope that we should get going pretty soon to the outside, because the light is starting to go away slowly, and it might rain. We still want to have some good setting outside. But now, we tried a few different things. I think the main thing in terms of image composition was around getting the band into one picture without, first of all, wasting too much space in the picture, and second, getting the backgrounds right. I think that's really important. And the nice thing here is that we have a big batik kind of tapestry on the wall that looks pretty nice for a background. It's a bit busy, there's a lot of detail in it, but I think it should still work. So let's continue with the next round here, and we're going to take pictures of you guys with wearing suits. So that'll be nice. Yeah, let's get going. Sure. So what I'm doing here is I'm basically tell them what to do. We set up the light in a fashion that is working well for this scene. I did custom white balance, of course, and now. I'm commanding them around, but I try to have that in a style that makes everyone feel comfortable. And the question is the band feeling comfortable with the photographer?
Sure.
You feel okay?
Yeah, I'm looking great. I'm so fine.
No, it's really important when you do photography as a photographer, and I'm recording this for photographers, that the models that you work with are comfortable with the way you work, and you tell them to do things, and they don't feel awkward, because that will later on then show in the pictures.
We are more than comfortable with you.
More than comfortable with me.
Really?
Oh, that's always nice to hear. And they have to say that now, otherwise I won't give them their pictures. Okay, you get the idea. The atmosphere is okay. Let's continue.
Okay,
guys, now you sit in the chair in front. The two of you in the back, that looks nice with the suits, and you kind of look like bodyguards. So could you try to do that earpiece thing?
Sure.
Yeah, look important. Look really important. Oh, man, you are so important. Oh, the flash didn't fire.
Oh, man. She's so important.
Yeah, you do.
She's so fucking important. He wants to come in. He wants to get... Okay, so let him in. $50,
so what, are you the bouncer now?
$100, okay, $100.
Are you the bouncer now? The bouncer at the doorstep.
No,
the
I'm
club.
Sorry, he can't talk with you. He's,
okay, bit to the left from you.
Right.
Yep, good.
Yeah.
And Toby?
Yeah?
What are you guys discussing?
I don't know. I'm just talking. I don't know
okay.
about what, but I'm talking.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, we have finished the first part of the photo shoot. Just wrapping together. And I'm going to carry over all the equipment to the Top Floor Productions headquarters, and then we are going to head off to the outside locations. While the light is still good, let me have a look outside. It's drapes in front of the window. Yeah, the light is pretty good. Overcast, not that dynamic, still some sunlight, so I guess we should be lucky. And it doesn't look like it'll rain within the next 30 minutes, so yeah, we should hurry up and get going. All right, we are on our way to the next location. We're going to go to a large meadow. That should be something that hopefully background wise is going to be easy to handle. And yeah, we just found that we won't have daylight for much longer, maybe an hour and a half. So the three outside locations that we had originally planned have now been reduced to two. And yeah, the first one is going to be the meadow, and the second one will be the local train station, which is hopefully going to be interesting, because there's lots of, there's kind of an industrial feel to that, lots of steel and rust and whatever else, and it's going to be pretty cool. So heading to the first outside location now. Okay, and as you hear, we are on the second location outside, and we're just on this huge meadow, and I've changed to the 80 to 200 millimeter zoom lens, which is which is suitable for here, and it helps me throw the background out of focus almost completely. And yeah, still I'm on 200 millimeters now with the 1.6 conversion factor. That ends up being 320 millimeters, so it's a pretty long focal length, so I try to keep the exposure times down to an 800th to not get any camera shake in there. And yeah, the guys are doing a good job there. Okay, now move together. You're way too far away from each other. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, lean on him. That's good. That's kind of strong. Yeah, do that thing again, Toby. Like hip hop pose. Yeah. Give me a pose. Yay. You had your hand right in front of his face. Okay, now why don't you look over there to this gate? Watch the gate as if, oh, everyone look at the same spot to the gate, so as if that was something really, really important. Okay, now I'm directing them to look at a spot so they have kind of the same focus, and Momo macht einen auf Indianer. Okay, one of the guys just held his hand in front of his eyes. Yeah, but that's good. We're having fun here, and that's the most important thing, because that'll make the whole thing work. Okay, put your heads closer together, please. Yep. Very good. Okay, and I have one guy standing next to them with a reflector, who is helping me, because we have a sort of a backlight situation. He helps us to direct some of the light coming from behind onto the front, so I don't need any fill flash here. I do have that reflected. I'm also watching the background. There's trees in the background, and I'm throwing some of that out of focus. Okay, they're making silly things, but I'm still try to keep that in the picture. Okay, I think that's it on the meadow here. Let's head over to the train station as long as we still have some good light. Okay, and we have arrived on the train station. The band is still in good shape.
Sure.
And now we are trying to find a good spot. That's the last location. It's quite cloudy, and actually we already felt the first drops of rain. But I think as long as it doesn't rain, let's go all the way back
to the... Oh, no, let's go all the way this way. No, it's better this way. Because of a backlight situation again, I would like that to be backlight, so the band is lit by the sun from behind, or from up behind, and then the reflector fills in some light in the front. And that is going to, yeah, give us those nice reflections and highlights on the hair that you usually don't get without backlight. And I really love those. If you listen back to the baby photography episode, I did it there. Lots of backlight, and that worked. It worked quite well. Okay.
So now we want to take one picture while we are jumping.
Okay, when you jump in the air.
Yeah, and
that's a good idea. Let's try that.
You and auf Deutsch. Machst du von vorne oder von also wir von
from the front side or the back side?
We try both.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's do both and then later on decide which is better.
Okay, let's start with
it's digital. I can still take 111 pictures until the card is full.
That will be enough. Okay.
That should be fine. Okay, let's try that back there as well with the red signals in the background. They look if they're blurred, they look really good.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hope that no train comes so the signals will stay red. Okay, and we have finished the photo shoot on the train station, the day of photo shooting done, and now the next steps are to do some post-processing. Hey guys, can I play any of your music on this podcast?
Sure.
Which of the songs should I play?
Which of the songs? The first, which is released and which will be released in May 2006, is called Geisterfahrer.
Geisterfahrer.
This is in English. I don't
know. Okay. Oh, I don't know the translation. It's someone driving on the opposite side of the autobahn.
On the wrong side.
In the wrong side, in the wrong direction. That sounds pretty cool. So that is for you, motivation with Geisterfahrer. How do you call it? Hip hop from Tübingen.
Darauf legen, mal ihre Köpfe zum Heben, um zu sehen, sie sind daneben. Wie ein Geisterfahrer hupen auf der Autobahn und sich fragen, wieso die Autos genau gegen seine Richtung fahren. Die keinen Wert darauf legen, mal ihre Köpfe zu heben, um zu sehen, sie sind daneben. Wie ein Geisterfahrer hupen auf der Autobahn und sich fragen, wieso die Autos genau gegen seine Richtung fahren. Von Idioten innen ist scheißegal, ist das jeder Fleck dieser Welt mal irgendwann so am Arsch ist, dass wir alle verrecken an unserem eigenen Mist. Ich glaube, viele wissen das, nur begreifen sie's nicht. Von Leuten, die von ihrem IQ her so derbe schlau sind, dass sie nicht mehr checken, wenn sie gerade im Bau sind. Die nicht blicken, dass sie reden, ohne eigentlich zu wissen, dass die nutzlos sind wie die Schilder. Bitte im Sitzen pissen. Von Menschen mit oder ohne kirchlichem Glauben, die andere Menschen töten, mobben oder verhauen. Von Köpfen, die keine Rücksicht auf andere nehmen und sich für das Schlechte benehmen, da keineswegs schämen. Umgeben von Handys mit Bimmel-Effekt, schreib jetzt ne SMS an den singenden Pimmel im Netz. Umgeben von Logos, die jeder Teenie heute braucht. Ey, hol dir jetzt die böse Möse, die tanzt daneben herauf. Von perversen Psychopathen mit der Schwäche für Kids, die Geld mit Videos machen von kleinen Mädchen in Slips. Wir wohnen in einer Gesellschaft, in der Geld das Leben ausmacht und es auch ganz schnell verschwinden kann, wenn du mal nicht gut aufpasst. Von harten, tüchtigen Usern des World Wide Web, von harten, tüchtigen Losern des World Wide Web, von aktiven Chatbesuchern, denen der Bezug fehlt, zum wahrhaftigen Leben, zu der Realität. Wir sind umgeben von Wesen, die keinen Wert darauf legen, mal ihre Köpfe zu heben, um zu sehen, sie sind daneben. Wie ein Geisterfahrer hupen auf der Autobahn und sich fragen, wieso die Autos genau gegen seine Richtung fahren. Umgeben von Wesen, die keinen Wert darauf legen, mal ihre Köpfe zu heben, um zu sehen, sie sind daneben. Wie ein Geisterfahrer hupen auf der Autobahn und sich fragen, wieso die Autos genau gegen seine Richtung fahren. Da gibt's fanatische Fans, die mit ihrem Vorbild 1:1 sie nichts Eigenes haben, doch auch nicht daran zweifeln. Das ist ein Punkt, den ich versuche zu vermeiden, denn sieht man immer das Gleiche, denn gibt's irgendwann Langeweile. Von Politikern, die meinen, wir bräuchten andere Manieren, obwohl sie nicht in der Lage sind, das Land zu regieren, obwohl sie Versprechen brechen und das schließlich tagtäglich. Doch die Erziehung der Jugend, wahrlich, die versagt kläglich. Hier gibt's hypnotisierte Kids vom Fernsehen und Computer, umgeben von den Talkshows oder eben Ego-Shooter. So richtig wie
gespritzt, ein Ende kennen sie nie.
Schaltet einfach ab und macht Party mit Mo und T. Vermiesen Fugus aus Projekten, die du überall triffst. Was die dich stressen oder kloppen, nur weil du bist, wie du bist. Die mehr Anzeigen haben als jede örtliche Zeitung. Doch wenn du fragst,
warum tut ihr das?
Stehen sie auf der Leitung von massenhaft Leuten, die wirklich gar nichts mehr checken. Die sich in ihre Bong oder auf dem Vasen verstecken. Die ständig saufen und kiffen, ächzen und ziehen. Denn das sind alles Menschen, die uns täglich verdienen.
Das ist nur ein kleiner Teil
von einem ganz großen.
Und doch ich werde in meinem Leben noch auf viele Menschen stoßen. Es gibt so viele Typen, so viele Arten. Und deswegen wird es sie immer geben, die Geister fassen.
Wir sind umgeben von Wesen,
die keinen Wert darauf legen,
mal ihre Köpfe zu heben
und zu sehen, sie sind daneben.
Wie ein Geisterfahrer hupen auf der Autobahn und sich fragen,
wieso die Autos genau gegen seine Richtung fahren.
Umgeben von Wesen,
die keinen Wert darauf legen,
mal ihre Köpfe zu heben
und zu sehen, sie sind daneben.
Wie ein Geisterfahrer hupen auf der Autobahn und sich fragen,
wieso die Autos genau gegen seine Richtung fahren.
Okay, I'm back in the headquarters, and now comes the next important part in the workflow. I think I've shot about 300 pictures today, and next step is to do a selection, and hopefully not too much post-processing required. We had the setup with a helper and a reflector, and that was really helpful to give those shots a bit of a more even light right from the beginning, which is going to help a lot. So let me get those pictures on the computer. I hope you enjoyed the music, and
sorry, have to cut in here. The outro that I recorded yesterday just didn't cut it, so let's do this the proper way. And that was it for today's episode of Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to participate in the symmetry assignment. There's a link on the homepage, and you have time until May the 10th for your submittal. And all the participants have the chance to win a copy of the O'Reilly's Digital Photography Pocket Guide. And how about sending in some feedback or a question to the show? Send your MP3s and emails to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. We have a voicemail line in the United States at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. And if you haven't taken a look at the forum yet, it's about time. Great community there and a virtually flame-free environment. Go check it out. My name is Chris Marquardt. Stay subscribed, enjoy the rest of your week, talk to you soon, and happy shooting! And that was it for today's tips from the blah. Let me try that again.
Sunshine after rain, and I told you there'd be laughter after pain.